you wanted to agree with a friend, mm-hmm. when he said, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to do this, or something else. He said, and you would say, well, me what, or blank am I, he said.
If I ask him to do something and he don't want to do it to me?
No, you wanted to agree with him. So you're going to agree with him.
Well, it depends on what it is, because it might be something I disagree of. It all depends on what the person be doing or what the person be saying to me. Because some things I wouldn't agree and some I disagree. It all depends.
Yeah. When you were in school, what did you call the people that you say, ran around with, you know? Those types
the girls?
My friends. You had your own...
Friends, so my pals.
Pals, yeah.
Yeah.
Say now, your pals are going to go out and do something. Maybe it was naughty,
mm-hmm.
and a friend said, well, I'm not going to do that, and you said, me?
I said, me either.
Me either.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because you weren't going to do it.
No.
Yeah.
If it was something that I shouldn't have did, I said, no, I'm not going to do that because I'll get in trouble. Or when I get home, I'll get punished or spanked. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. If she wasn't going to do it, you weren't going to do it.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have done it anyways.
Yeah.
Well, because if it was wrong. Now, if it's just a little mystery thing, like maybe pick a person's flower, I might have did that. In fact, I did that. Like a group of us was coming from school and they had some pretty roses. And I said, oh, isn't those roses beautiful? And a little girl, one of our friends, would say, oh, I'm going to get one of them. I said, me too. And I would just pick one.
But somebody might say, well, I'm not going to do that. And you said, me?
Now, if I got caught, like supposing I was picking a rose, And the lady or somebody would come out and say, don't pick those ones. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to take one.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you're feeling a little feverish, where do you put your hand to see whether you're getting hot or not? You might...
On my forehead.
Might feel you.
I feel my forehead.
Okay.
The top of my head. And sometimes you can feel your pulse on your wrist and see how... fastest feet, and you could tell from that too sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you might say you got a chicken bone caught in your
throat.
Okay, or you know what they call that thing, a man that goes up and down like that? Your
goozle?
Goozle.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you go to the dentist to have him look at your
teeth. When I had some, yeah.
Yeah. What do you say? He didn't say, I have to pull up.
I have to have my teeth pulled. Maybe I have to grab a tooth pull out.
Or he might have to fill
a cavity.
In a what?
In a hollow. I'd say I'd have one of my teeth decay and I'd have to go and have it filled.
You'd have to go and have that?
I'd have to go and have a tooth filled on my teeth, depending on how many I had to be filled.
Yeah. Now, they say sometimes you got to take good care of the flesh around the teeth. That's your
gum.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, there's a mark on the family, I think it is. I don't. At least I said it's a mark. Every one of our children has fallen with soft teeth when they get about 3 years old. They have all their teeth,
yeah.
All the front teeth. The parents brush their teeth and the front teeth all peel off. They have to go. I had one little granddaughter, two of them. Her and one of her little sisters had to put them to sleep and have their teeth pull out. They're about 4 or 5 of the front teeth with all the kids. And the doctor said, it's because we scrubbed it too hard and we washed the porcelain off. But I don't know, because it's funny. I look like each one of them had one like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if something was real small, you said you could hold it in the
palm of your hand?
Yeah, okay. You got two
hands.